Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. We're going to visit with Cody Renicky and also Elizabeth Toback, who join us this morning. They are working on putting together a local Special Olympics team. How are you this morning?
We're all good. Thank you.
Very good. Cody, where did this idea come from to start a Special Olympics team?
Okay. Well, I've been doing Special Olympics since about 20 years.
Oh.
And this is a family resource. Except for...
Up in Carroll, the Family Resource Center there?
Yes.
Is working on that project?
Yes.
Yes.
Are they trying to get more people involved or start a new team here in this area?
They want to start a new team in Cass County.
Excellent. How many people could be a part of that team? As many as you want?
As many as you want.
Well, that's excellent. Have you done this before? Cody, you said you've been participating in the past in Special Olympics then. What types of things have you done?
Well, I did swimming, track and field, and basketball and track and field.
What's your favorite?
And bowling.
What was your favorite?
I like basketball and bowling.
Very good. Well, you've got to have a team together for basketball, right?
Yes.
Bowling, do you have a team or is that an individual sport?
It can be either way.
You could do either one? Very good. Yes. And did you participate with a group out of a different community then? Like in Carroll or someplace?
Yes.
You did, okay. Yes. But you want to stay a little closer to home.
Right.
You bet.
Right.
So where would you participate then?
Well,
where will the events be held? In the Des Moines area?
No. I'll go ahead and answer that.
Okay.
Bowling is always held here in Atlantic.
Okay.
At the Super Bowl. And then the next thing is basketball. And do the basketball team or basketball skills.
Mm-hmm.
And then the track and field is held in Lamona.
Okay.
And each one of the potentially you can go out of state, but that completely.
So some of them are real close to home, and some of them you might do a little bit of traveling for, but it's not too bad. Lamona is not that far away.
No.
No.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, so you're trying to get people involved in participating in some of these different sports. Now, are there more? There's got to be more sports than just what Cody participated in, right?
Basically, that's what we're going to start with the first year.
Okay.
Is we're just going to offer the bowling, the basketball team, or basketball skills, and then... track and field. That has a whole lot of different components to it.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Yep. You got to walk before you can run, right?
Right.
We got to get some of those things started here first and then get some more folks involved. So now, who can participate in Special Olympics? Are there age requirements, different things like that?
Our team is anybody between the age of 8 years old to 50. But usually your students are doing Special Olympics through the school, but they are welcome to come to any team they want to.
Okay. So even if they participated elsewhere, they can participate in this team?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. So do you participate then? When you say you're setting up a Special Olympics team here, is it a team? Are you competing as a team or as individuals or both?
Both.
Okay.
First, you need to get the participants together, and that's kind of what we're doing first. And then from there, they will decide what events they want to participate in.
Sure.
So if they have 3-on-3 basketball teams. So if we get 3 people interested in basketball teams, then that'll be a team. But everything else, well, not really. But every event can be individualized. And so right now we're just looking for people that might be interested in participating.
You bet. And I know you're having a meeting coming up here later this month to give people a chance to find out more. Cody, you got the details there?
Yes. We are going to have our meeting at the Pizza Ranch in Atlantic. And if you have any questions, please call Elizabeth Toback, 712-250-1092.
Okay.
But can you tell me the date and time, please?
Sure. Our meeting at Pizza Ranch is at 5:30.
Okay. So it's at the Pizza Ranch here in Atlantic. It's coming up on Thursday, June 22nd, and that'll be at 5:30 yes. p.m. And is it just, it's an informational meeting. Folks don't need to bring anything with them at that time, right?
No. Don't need to bring anything except themselves.
Yep, their interest and their questions.
Right. And if there's anybody that's interested in need a volunteer to help with the team, they're welcome to.
What would the volunteers do?
I could tell.
Yeah, you've had some experience with that, Cody, haven't you, with the volunteers?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have my mom and dad, Don and Linda Winneke, and we're going to have Kathy Blasek. And we're going to have
different people.
And then different people, too.
Yeah.
And then we'll be looking for, like, coaches. And like I said, just the beginning stage. So we don't have a whole lot of details ready.
Sure.
But if people are interested in helping, they're welcome to come to the meeting on the 20th.
On the 22nd? Okay. Now, can I ask too? Do you need to do some fundraising then too? Will you need to raise some money for this?
Yes.
Yes.
But that's down the road a ways.
Yes, that's another way. Through the Special Olympic Office, they will help us with fund our area. Representative will also be at this meeting on the 22nd.
Yeah, I'm sure the folks.
Right.
I'm sure the folks with the Special Olympics office probably have had a lot of experience with helping to get new groups, new teams lined up.
Right.
So when it comes to the fundraising part, I'm sure they'll help you out plenty with some of that, too.
Yes, they will. There'll be T-shirts, there'll be equipment that will have to be purchased.
Sure.
And the office has assured me that they're going to go ahead and do that.
Sure, you bet. Tell me, Cody, what did you get out of Special Olympics, being a participant in that? Why was that fun for you?
Well, I love to have fun, and it's a lot of fun stuff I do.
Can you tell me what you do? Why is it fun?
Why? Because we have fun in Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet some new people then, too?
Yes.
Make some new friends.
Yeah.
New friends.
Excellent. Very good. And that's one of the benefits of doing something like that, too, is being able to expand that friendship tree.
Right.
Excellent.
But,
Very good.
So, we'll be working together.
So I guess probably the important thing right now, really, is to just let folks know about that meeting. Make sure that they get the word out so that folks will show up and be a participant in some of these things. And so, again, that's on Thursday, June 22nd. And that's at 5:30 p.m., and that'll be at the Pizza Ranch here in Atlantic. And again, that first event, the events this year for that first time around, bowling, team basketball, basketball skills, and track and field. So it sounds like you've got some stuff there that everybody can do and can have fun with.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, I hope you guys have a good turnout for that, and keep us posted. Let us know how that goes. Elizabeth, Cody, thanks so much for coming in here today. Appreciate it. Good luck with that project.
Thank you. Thank you very much.